this time of the year, it's an interesting topic I decided to speak about, the Esa Chodosh. The reason is because Esa Chodosh is produce which was grown, which was sown after Pesach, is also to eat till the next Pesach. So in practical terms, it's most relevant during the winter months. Because in the summer months, any wheat products which are being sold were sown long before Pesach, no problem. But so as the winter progresses, usually after Hanukkah time, the second half of the winter, as we reach towards the next Pesach, sometimes it can happen as grains, as the products on sale, which the grains were planted only after the previous Pesach. So let's speak a little bit on the Inyan Chodosh. Some points. Chodosh has always been controversial. It's always been something which people think be very frum, so you don't have Chodosh, you know, like it's extra chum. It's interesting to note how the person speak about it. The Chai Odom was the Sefer, just about the mitzvahs, like chumas and maishas and Chodosh, he tells the mitzvahs. And he writes an interesting comment. He says, Chai Odom in Chokhmas Odom, he says, Ein chiluk. Bein Issa Chodosh, Issa Novela, V'Shar Yisurim. This, by the way, says the Chayyadah, no difference between Chodosh and any other Issa. Issa Novela, Treif. Chodosh is Treif, not Chumra. If you open a Chumish, you'll see in Barat Emma, Chodosh is Treif. And he says, L'Voyiva Poliskim T'Asa Men HaTorah. So we try to put into perspective the various Chumras which we take on through our lives, our daily schedule, which Chumras we take on. The Chum of Chodosh should be very handy. It's not a Chum at all. Chodosh is treif. It's also an atayr. The issue is that, especially in the years when many Yid lived in Shteklach, little villages, and they lived off the grains which were available to them, however remote they were, and very often it was the grain locally produced, and it was countries which were perhaps colder countries in Russia. And therefore, the problem was that many grains were only planted, only took root after Pesach, and it comes out in the winter, there was nothing to eat. It was a serious, serious, severe problem. The Aruch HaShulchan puts it into perspective. He speaks about B'mdinaseinu, Medinas Rusia. He says, Ein zman zriya klal lifnei Pesach. Before Pesach, it was too cold. There was no sowing of grain at all before Pesach. And he said, there was no suffix at all. All the grains which were sown were after Pesach. And therefore forbidden till the next year. He says, on the other hand, of course there's no imports, or very few. Kama kosha aleinu, lehamti shmoyne chadoshim. He says, it means waiting. There was no alternative, other grain available. Waiting 8 months, he said, me'achilas chitzim masoyim. Shiboy Leshul, wheat and barley and oats. He says, what do you mean? Zeris in Grupin, some food called Grupin, what I is. Used to eat this food. He says, and Shtia Sheikha Kol Achoy, there were no drinks, a variety of drinks we have today. They had Sheikha, they had beer, that was the key drink, the staple drink.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they had. Raki Chidim, so that was the big problem. And that's why so many of the Achoyim discussed a great tariqah, great length, tried to find ways to get around the problem. But we have to know, as the Chayyad says, that Chodosh is this an Avela. Chodosh is Treif. Chodosh is Treif, called the Rei Poiskim, Treif Min HaTorah. However, the Poiskim tried very hard to try to find ways around it, because it was literally, but it was very, very difficult. There was no grain, there was nothing to eat, there was nothing to drink, nothing to eat. Today, of course, a completely different situation, where we import food from all over the world, and with a little bit of care, a little bit of attention, speak to the right kashrus authorities to find out the facts, there's no real reason why we shouldn't be machmir, really. Okay, I'm not paskening here, I'm just pointing out the different issues involved. Okay, so let's discuss some of the points which is one bring down in this area of Chodosh. First of all, does Chodosh apply in Chutz La'aretz? First shayla. That's the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah in Kiddushin. So Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Elezer and Rabbanon. Reb Elezer says Chodosh applies in Chutz La'aretz. It's one min haTorah. and the Rabbanon no chilek. Simple machlekes tanoim. What's not so simple is, interestingly enough, how we pass an halacha. Normally it's a straightforward thing, but we let the Rabbanon wants to shine. However, it's not so pashut because there's another Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Kedushin. Mishnah Kedushin brings down the machlekes. The Mishnah Orla just says, without any discussion, it says hachadosh also min hatoya b'chol makim. So we have a stira, an indication that's not so simple, even though it's only a Belezer in Kedushin who says Chodosh applies in Chodzoritz, and the Rabbanon says, okay, it doesn't apply in Chodzoritz, but you have a Mishnah in Orlo which seems to take on Stam Mishnah Kabila. So that's where the discussion arises, how do we pass it? This, the Stam Mishnah in one hand, Machlekes over there, what do we do? So it's a big Shaila. Of course, to add to it, there's another Stam Mishnah in Menachos. What we're discussing is the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach from the new produce, and that, of course, is what's Matir Chodosh. And the Gemara explained, based on the Pesukim in Parashat Emor, that the Korban Omer had to be brought from Chodosh. It had to be brought from produce, which is forbidden to eat because of Issa Chodosh. That's what the Korban Omer was brought from. And it says quite clearly, Mishnah Menachos, we don't bring Omer from Chutz La'aretz. You don't bring the grain for the Korban Omer, the barley for the Korban Omer, from Chutz La'aretz. So we're taking on, therefore, that Chutz La'aretz is not a place where there's an Issa Chodosh. So we have now three Mishnahs. Right, the Mishnah Kedusha brings the Machlokes down. The Mishnah Oil is a Stam Mishnah L'chumra. HaChodosh also b'chol makom, and yet the Mishnah in Menachos implies, if you work the Chesed in the Mishnah with the Korban Omer, that no, there's no Issa Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz. This is why we have a controversy in the Mishnah.
There is Issa Chodosh, but only if you bring from Eretz Yisrael, the Omer. What's the
right? Yeah,
what's the right? There's no Issa Chodosh.
So why can't it be Omer for Chutz La'aretz? Unless you find some other reason. Yeah, you have to look. Okay. Yeah, you're suggesting maybe there's some other reason why it can't be for Chutz La'aretz. I don't know, it could be. If you look in the Stam the Gemara's mouth, and the reason is because of the pastures. Yeah. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. Very clearly, many Rishonim contain. Most Rishonim clearly Paskin Luchumra, like Rabbi Elazar, Rif, Rosh, Rambam, Smak, Chuvas Rosh. There's one Shitta, right? There's one Shitta which is Mekel, which is Ozeruah, brings down. I think the Ozeruah even though he says B'shas Atchak, as we described, was very difficult. So that if he has a Kula, the Paskin, there's no Chodosh Chutz La'aretz, but Roy Rishonim. Paskin, there is and is a Chodosh Min HaTorah in Chutz La'aretz. That's one discussion. So on that, Morgan Avon brings down that, as we said, Menega Olam, if you were making it, it's a Chodosh, have to rely on that one shit of the Ozeruah to say maybe Chodosh does not apply Chutz La'aretz. You have to know what you believe. When you take on a Chumah or a Kula, you have to know the study, you have to know what you're dealing with. How important is the Chumrah and how big is the Kula? Sometimes they have a vital Chumrah, you know, most possible, make Kula, it's a Chumrah, okay, very nice, it'll be Machmeh, good idea, why not? But you have to know, you have to weigh up, you have to know what you're doing. Here, it looks like many, most Rishonim say, is it Issa Chodosh Min Hatzor in Chutz La'aretz would not be much of a hazard to go on. That's one of the issues. Second issue, very interesting, this one is nothing to do with the geographic location of Chutz La'aretz, even though it's a soil, but who grew the grain? Who did the grain belong to when it grew? Tzvuas Akum. Tzvuas Akum, if it grew in the field of a goy, perhaps that's where they know it's all Chutz La'aretz, wherever it might be, then is that a reason to say there's no reason for it? Now that's very, very interesting because everybody says it's awesome. I don't think there's anything clear. I don't think there's anything clear in Gemara's Rishonim to say that Chodosh should not apply to Tzvuas Akum. But we have the famous story of the Bach. The Bach, as we know, the Bach was very early Achon in the 1600s, and he was the Rav of an area which is Belz. Later became the Makoya, the source of the Belzer Chasidus. In fact, the first Belzer Rav was Chastik Habit Emzer Gaba from the Bach. There's some connection there. Akhmat with the Bach, that's where the Belzers often go. We should say Bach. That's the reason I've covered for the Rav and the Ashtot, Belz. And the Bach lived It seems only a very short time. I saw 1615 to 1670, a few years, Mamish looked like. But if you look in the Shuvah Zabach, there's a few Shuvahs about this, it's a Chodosh. And there was a lot of difficulty with the people of the Kehillah. I don't know if this was the only issue, but if you look in the Shuvahs, it seems this is one of the big issues. Of course, Chazan, the word Chazan then probably doesn't mean a cantor. Chazan means, the Mach in the Shtot. And they were worried of the Bach. He was the Rav of the Shtot, and they were worried of him. I don't know why, all the reasons, but what issue was this in Chodosh? He was Mekel on Chodosh, through his Akum. And they were worried of him, Eventually, they threw him out of the town. And the story is that they sent him a letter, a letter of dismissal. And it was given to somebody to deliver, someone called Yankov, to deliver on Erev Shabbos. And this person felt bad. Why? Just before Shabbos, you should get such a... No. Well, let's wait till after Shabbos. So he waited till after Shabbos. And the Bach gave him a special bracha as a result. Special bracha from then. And I think it was his Einitlach became the Eden by the bells of us. And the kids said he was very much Sliach and his Einitlach. Now this person delivered the letter. Meidoch, the other hand of the story, the Kehillah, who never ill-treated the Bach, for them he had klolos. And unfortunately, his klolos attacked him with Kuhim. One of his klolos was that when they're buried, they shouldn't live long, and they shouldn't be buried in peace. And the attacker was, years later, the Russians wanted to build a rail track, a railroad in the area, straight through the Beit HaKvaros. And those Kvarim were dug up. And for one night, they had read this in a sefer, that for one night, they had all these bones, the quarry, and they had them in the Ezra's Noshim of the Shul till they managed to transport them to the next place. And somebody in the Shul, he heard the cries of the neshamas of these people. So they said, yeah, these are the people who are suffering in Erev Shabbos because of the forest they caused the Bach. And one of the stories, one of the eerie stories, Akaponim, one of the issues, you look in Shuvah Zabach, it's also in this. Without the story of it, it's also written in Bach in Yeridea, but the bit of all the... And he holds forth Akum, the Doi Yisra Chodosh. Chiddush. He's very marach about it. He quotes to Rishayim and says, not Nishtazai. The fact that he holds forth Akum, the Doi Yisra Chodosh. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Machaber, the Tor, Paskin, like the Rishayim say, there isn't Yisra towards Akum. And yet, he's very marach about it, and he's very, very strong. He says, if you want to be Machmi, it's a middle Chassidus, you Machmi. There's not a Bach. Okay, fine. They help the Bach. But we have to know in the Pashas of Yishayim, the Tshuva Zerosh says a Loshen, I don't understand at all why I can be making on this, but the Bach says the Rosh was Chayzer. He tries to... Yeah. Okay, Akuponim, there's another issue there, issue number two. So issue number two is Tshuva's Akum. Again, the Bach Taka was making. It's true, the Bach was making, but others would say, in today's situation where it's relatively easy to be machmir, you know, come on, we're on such a hatzah, I don't know, basis. But remember, we said in those days, it was mamish, it was starving, there was nothing to eat. Tshuva's Akum. Yeah, it seems to be that the tzad to be mekel on Tshuva's Akum is again going back to Korban Omer. In Pasha Emor, the Pasuk says, Reishis Ketzirchem. Ketzirchem. I think that's a Lashon. And, yeah, because Ketzir Chem is you, so make a dosh, Yisro, we'll learn by the Korban Omer, so we'll learn the Chodosh from Omer. That could be the tzad. That's the second issue with Chodosh. Another very interesting issue is Taruvus. Especially today, we don't have a bag of flour, the whole thing was grown in one place, one country, and the whole thing is one big bag of Chodosh. It doesn't go like that. It's always mixed grains from different countries. There's a whole recipe how to different flours have different parts to it, different ingredients in them. And they mix flours from different countries in order to get the right recipe for the flour, depending on what product they're trying to make. I mean, with gluten, with bread flour, I understand, has to be high in gluten. And in order for it to rise well, and they look different times of the year, they take flour in different countries. In fact, I once went through this, some years ago, I went into this, and that was the day before internet, so we wrote a letter. You know, it was to write letters. I saw a lorry parked outside the MH Bakery, said the name Rank Hovis. So I found out the address, and I wrote a letter to Rank Hovis. This was 1998, this was, so I've got this letter here. And I asked them what, I was doing some research into the flour, you know, what did it come from? Listen, today things might have changed. I don't know. This is what they wrote then. It says, explains there that in order to make a consistent product, you have to change the recipe through the year. And 85% of the grain comes from the UK, 10% comes from the EU, and 5% comes from a different country. It could be a third country, it could be Canada, it could be Germany, it could be, well, Germany was the EU, it could be another country, he says. And that's the clock. So you never know. You never know where your flour is coming from. You don't really know. It was true to say that apparently the wheat from Canada is known to be very high gluten wheat. And therefore the chances of some wheat from Canada in your flour are quite high. And in Canada, the weather is not like it is in Manchester. So I understand, I think that they manage to sow two lots of wheat a year, which means that the second lot of wheat is sown after Pesach. That's where the problem lies in buying bread flour. Bread flour often comes from Canada.
It depends when Pesach is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. That depends on the weather. Well. Yeah.
18th
of course. The problem with Matzias, you have to do so much. Besides the halacha of it, you have to do so much in the Matzias. You have to know it. You have to know. Now, Kaponim, what we're saying is, it's very possible there's taruvus. Very possible the flour which you have, it consists of a different flour, different grain, different sources, different countries. Very possible that a portion of it is taruvus. And the percentage, so we heard out before, we said, I don't know, 10%, maybe 5% from there. You don't know, how can you know what the percentage are? So imagine, it's very possible it's more than a 60th. Okay, if that's a 60th, we don't have a problem. We come out to everything, many things, a bottle of shishin. If you imagine it's more than a 60th, that enters into a topic of taruvus kadosh. What's the shayla? So there's a few issues here involved. The first one is.
Excuse me, you said 6 years.
Yes.
6 years is Moshe Tam.
Right.
That's
what we're going to discuss right now. Right. Very good. Moshe Tam. Let's see. Let's discuss a little bit more the share of 60 and how it works. 100%. Yeah, let's see. So what's the rule? What's the rule in the kitchen? The rule is that, well, we're talking about min b'minu. Min b'minu is two minim of the same, two flowers of the same min. Min b'minu. What's the rule of min b'minu? So the halacha is, it depends with lach or yovish. Lach is where one is cooked together with liquid and mixes together. So if something crazy was, imagine a piece of tray for meat, find into your cholon, for example. Okay, fine. So lach b'lach, that's lach b'lach. Right, the lach b'lach, if it's a mixture of either liquids or solids which are cooked together, so the time goes one to the other, the din is that it only has to be less than a 60th in order to be bottled. If it's more than a 60th, it's not bottled. If it's less than a 60th, very small amount, then it is bottled. That's lach b'lach. However, yovish b'yovish, isn't it not the case, by min b'minu. So for example, you have chatichet, you have shtiklach, pieces of meat, or you have pieces, I don't know, a box of oranges, for example. And one of them is, or a number of them are osa. So min b'minoi, which is yovish, but yovish is bottle b'roif. Of course, there are halachot about chatichet, really schabed, and beria, and other issues as well. But assuming you haven't got any of the other issues in bittel, just a straightforward bittel, then that's the basic rule, right? Yovish but yovish, where there's two separate entities, separate cubes, separate things, separate chatichas. So time is not going from one to the other. If you're picking one out, you want it in mutter or osa. So yavish b'yavish, min b'min is bottle b'roif. Then all you need is roif. Then it's bottle. And the Daimbaris has a tshuva. There was once a shaila with the old days when we used to get milk in bottles, if you remember, glass bottles. So there was some, obviously they shomed the milk, and there was some confusion, and some milk, which is non-shomed, I got the wrong, you know, the silver foil caps, those blue caps, yeah? So you got the wrong caps on, and the kosher caps were put onto milk, which is bottled, not shomed. And it was early morning deliveries, 4 or 5 in the morning. I was all out there on the people's doorsteps of the Kehillah. I think I once saw this chubby in Dying Rice. So the shadow is a bottle, the milk in the bottle might be bottle, yeah? Right? But the question is, yovish be yovish. This bottle is osa, this bottle is mutter. There's no mixing the milks together. Separate milk bottles. This bottle is asa, this bottle is mutter. And if you have a bottle of roif, it's chatech v'le schabin, and akabonim, that's the rule. Min b'minoi, yovish b'yovish, is bottle b'roif. Now the question is, what's the story with flour? Which what you were discussing in Manikah. What's halacha with flour? Flour, in essence, is yovish b'yovish, right? So you have some flour which is chod, which is asa, and some flour which is mutter. So flour with flour should l'choy be yovish b'yovish. It's all dry, it's not. I'm talking before you cook it. We cook it, we bake it, it's another story. But let's talk about the flour stage, when it's just mixed together. Grains of flour, also. Grains of flour, chamutza. Is the chayyot, yavish, yavish. That's also a big controversy, big shine about this. There's the, yeah, the shach is machmir, the shach in Yehudea. So we treat flour lach b'lach. And there's a tosis in the Tosterian tosis, tosis in Zvochim, it's machmir. There's a tosis in Yavamos who says, we treat flour like yavish, yavish. It's machlokes. Explain a little bit the svara. We understand the reasoning of the shach. When we're trying to discuss whether it's min b'mino or min b'she'ena mino, what's the difference? Why is it that min b'she'ena mino, you always need 60, and min b'mino, in certain cases, you can have both. What is the difference? It's based on going back to min b'she'ena mino first, and the gzeira of min b'mino is because of min b'she'ena mino. So we discuss min b'she'ena mino first. So let's say some milk fell into your chalent. Min b'she'ena mino. So the rule is 60. Why is the rule 60? Because that's ham, right? So the Torah tells us, Chazal tells us, if it's more than a 60th, it will give tam into the whole pot. If it's less than a 60th, it doesn't give tam, it doesn't give taste. That's what min b'she'ena mino, where you can tell, you can feel the taste of one and the other. So the shir is a 60th. That's why lach b'lach, when one goes into the other, either by cooking it, or by physically liquids mixing together. So one goes into the other, you feel the tam. So it says less than a 60th is okay because you can't feel that, but more than a 60th is awesome. That's where the shir shishim comes from. Whereas yavish b'yavish, obviously there's no tam going from one to the other. So if you have, for example, let's say you have a box of apples. Let's say all those apples, six of them are treif. Or I don't know, whatever, right? When you pick up one apple, either it's an apple, if you're lucky, it's a mutter apple, or if you're not lucky, it's an os apple. But you haven't got the tam of the os one going into the mutter, not mixing together the tam. That's why it's two separate entities. That's why by yavish b'yavish, so at least by min b'mino, because I'll do it, make it gezeira in such a case, and it's b'ruv. So look at flour or powder, sugar, salt, any powdery substance like such as flour, what is going to be the status of flour? Now, the answer is that imagine you're going to eat the flour, okay, talk about something else, a bit more edible, but flour perhaps, sugar perhaps, or something, yeah? Every spoonful of, let's say, flour which you're taking has got inside it both, right? So, therefore, you are going to taste, if it would be min b'she'ena mino, the equivalent of min b'she'ena mino, you are going to taste that issa. So how can we call flour yavish b'yavish? It might be dry, physically dry, but the point of lach is when a tam goes from one to the other. When a tam goes from one to the other, then you need more. You need less than a 60th. If it's a 60th, you can feel the tam. It's awesome. So imagine
it's not two different tam in flour.
Yeah. So I'm talking min. So always min b'mino gzeir or min b'she'ena mino. So whatever the case would be, the equivalent by min b'she'ena mino, which way you can feel the taste, goes over to min b'mino as well. As gezeir, because that always going there. Min also b'she'ena mino. So imagine what mimishenim, imagine it was, obviously flour mimimino, but imagine what mimishenim, you would of course feel the taste. In every spoonful, every little bit of flour you have, you're going to have in there the mixture of the Isam Hatsam. So therefore it's a svora, this is what the Shach says in the Yodea, it's a svora, of course you would need to have 60. So kemach b'kemach would be a case where you're not bottle b'rov, you need to have 60. And the reason is because one could feel, if it would be mimishenim, you could feel the taste of one into the other. So therefore, to rely, to go not like the shach there, would be a big chiddush. Pashas the shach, we understand the shach is saying, the chumrah of the shach, that we treat it like min, we treat it like lach, b'lach. So therefore,
when you find a flour, you've got only 10% is a Canadian flour. So you've really got
a bottle
of rov. Right.
Now
you take a spoonful,
I'm sure
you do
better.
What's the problem?
Well, I know, it's still a shot of rov, not better than rov. One spoonful, it's all mixed together.
If I get flour, 1/2 kilo of flour,
yes,
10% is in Canadian flour.
Right, of your spoonful, 10% of your spoon is also, let's say, 90%
of the spoon. I'm talking about the back.
Right.
So if it's got a good bottle, why would now the problem come back again?
You heard me say that. If it was bottled, yes. But if it was not bottle b'roif, if you treat it, the lach b'lach is not bottle b'roif, the bag of flour is not. If you say not, right, it's not bottle b'roif, it's not a problem. So this is one of the issues here in Chodosh, is if it gets mixed together, what's the share? Is it 60th or is it roif? So as we're saying, the shach holds, it's actually going to be the chumah, it's going to be, you need 60. And explain to the svar, the logic is very, very simple, because every little bit of tavus which you have the taste of the issa in it. So therefore the shir is going to be the chumrah, you're going to have 60, which we don't have if you're mixing the proportion of Canadian flour into your flour, you're younger of 60. And therefore, that another issue. And let me add here, imagine we're not eating the flour. I think you make a bracha when you eat flour, maybe shaka, maybe not, I don't know. But obviously we're baking the flour, which makes it more problematic. Because even if you want to say, not like the shach, it's flour, we're going to say it's bottom of the road, let's say. But when you bake it, there's another shach called choyz of a neighbor. Because you bake it, the town then goes from one to the other. It's another shach, another machlekes. Yeah, so nocha machlekes, maybe yes, maybe not. Oh, but nocha, another issue, to be another reason we're machme not to rely on the color of kemach or kem. Yeah. One of the other issues, that's why I have time for one more. Obviously, this is not comprehensive share. There's plenty of different angles and aspects to this. But it mentions a few of the points. So far, what we've mentioned is the Shaila of Tuos Chutz La'aretz, which most Rishonim hold. Kadosh does apply Min HaTorah in Chutz La'aretz. There's one Shita that is the worst. And this is it. Shaila of Tuos grown by a Goy, which most Poskim seem to say is also accepted. The Bach was very stark, makel on that point. And then we spoke about Tarubas. But the fact that it's mixed together, so the question is it going to be roiv or is it going to be shishim? It's going to be roiv. Well, okay, I don't know if you have a problem with roiv chodosh, I don't know. But that's another shaila. The svara tells that the shach that it should really be shishim required, which we often don't have. Yeah. Perhaps we'll discuss this one more point, which is an interesting svara of Dova Sheish Levit. I want to talk Chazanish. He says, is there any issue in the Torah you want to mechazik in? That's it. You need to strengthen yourself in a certain area. He says, learn Ibi'il. He said, learn the Svara, learn the Rishayim, learn the Sugya, and the Sugya gives you that special Siyat Lishma mechazik. That's what Chazanish. Anyways, let's just discuss one more interesting thing in the Chodosh, and that is the shine of Dova Sheish Levit Matir. So we know that although you have a case of someone which is bottled, whether it's bottled bread, bottled Rishishim, whatever, something was bottled for some reason. But if the issa is something which is going to have a heter automatically, there's no bittul. So the example is a beta shenod of a yom tov, an egg which is laid on yom tov obviously is forbidden, but tomorrow be mutter. So wait till tomorrow. So imagine you have a beta shenod of a yom tov, and it got mixed up with other eggs. They call it 6 years or whatever, 2 eggs, whatever. So you want to be mutter, it's bottle, bittul is mutter. So no, because there's a chumah of the avonon, more in beta. Then you got to wait till tomorrow, so wait till tomorrow. Right? So the question is Chodosh called Dova Sheish Lematir? Of course, wait till 16th of Nisan, you're okay. Right? Sheish Lematir, there's a time span, a few months. Okay, wait a few months. Right? Dova Sheish Lematir. That's another reason why, even if you would have a Shebittel, call it a Shishim, call it Roiv, as we described, let's say you have a Shebittel, Afra begin is a big Shaila, maybe still not bottle, because Dova Sheish Lematir. This is a big Shaila, one of the issues.
But if you want to go off, though,
well, if it's flour, it won't. Yeah, I suppose, of course you're right. If it's an egg, you have a problem. But if someone can last well for a few months, there's one issue here is it Yesh Lematirin? Very, very often, perhaps not always, but almost every case, if you wait till the 16th of Nisan, you know what's going to happen, don't you? On the 16th of Nisan, you're going to have Issa Chometz. And it's going to be also Al Chometz, which is not Yesh Lematirin. That's a big shayla. Is it called Yesh Lematirin? This particular is which is on now is going to go. Chodosh is going to go away on the 16th of Nisan. Chodosh, but then it's going to be replaced with another Issa. The Issa Chometz. And that's a big shayla. Is that called Dova Yesh Lematirin? Okay, Kapon, what I've done is today open up a little bit of the issues. We might have a point.
Sure.